In the aftermath of the shooting at the high school near Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on Wednesday, you wrote, I guess on Facebook, "Sadness and despair, those were my first reactions. But then quickly, I am hopping mad." And you go on to say that this is not normal. We seem to be living all shades of not normalcy anymore. How do you explain all these mass shootings in the last several years, and it doesn't faze us?
Frankly, I'm not sure, but I do know that this is not okay. As I wrote in that post, it's not okay. This is not normal. That we're losing about 33,000 Americans a year to gun deaths. We can't call ourselves a fully civilized society and have this go forward.
And it is never a good time to talk about guns.
As a personal opinion, I think we have to talk about it. When it comes to gun violence in schools, we can't just continue to throw up our hands. It's all good to have thoughts and prayers for the families of the victims, but we have to respond in some other positive ways. And I do think that there's got to be a way to reach at least some beginning common ground about guns. Look, we're a country of guns. We're a gun culture. We have been, we are now, and for the foreseeable future, while a lot of people don't like it, we will remain basically a gun culture. The question is, what steps are we going to take that will at least reduce the number of incidents we have, such as happened in Florida? It's unimaginable to me that we Americans can't find some answers to this gun violence. But let's face it, up to and including the present time, we haven't.
Is it going to have to come from the people, or is it going to come from a politician?
No, it has to come from the people. It isn't going to come from people in political power because, quite honestly, and there's no gentle way to say this, that many of the people in political power, both federal and local, are bought and paid for by money from gun manufacturers and ammunition manufacturers. Whatever solutions, and there isn't going to be any magic solution, but whatever even beginning solutions have to come from the people up, you aren't going to get it from the state capitol and from Washington.